Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 what it do, man? You already know, man. It's the Chad Beats, Miss Gino, the little home girl, Miss Nicky T, and Miss 901. And it's going down. I fuck with my guy, Young Zay, all the way from way back in the day. So fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all haters. Fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. Fuck all y'all.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
You see, Julie and I have a very open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I know you would.
Not even all that.
Crazy as hell. These trees is flight. She won't be there without me. She won't
nah.
Be there.
What would you do without
she
me?
She won't be there.
Like that.
Yeah. She won't just be like there. She won't be 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 there. La la. She roll all my weed up. She's so bad she need Jesus. Love to speak in my mic. Like she doing a feature, her drawers fall down to her sneakers. Then she hop up on top, booty softer than cotton, got me hard as a rock. We want it in public, I don't give no fucks. In the back of my Impala, roll them windows up. We got the car all rocking, till the cops come knocking. We see them headlights coming, but we not stopping. I'm her babe,
I'm her babe.
She won't be dead. She said, what's the queen on the throne without her crown? I said, baby, just chill, enjoy the ride. We gon' turn it up a notch, enjoy the night. She rolled her eyes, then cracked a smile. She play her role, I like her style. She got that good, she got low mind. And she love a nigga, she won't be there. She won't be down. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be, face down, ass up, that's the way I like to, yeah, but she know that though, I can tell by how she throw that though, tremendous head, breakfast in bed, cheese and eggs, toasted bread, she cooking for me, I'm good and fed, I hit the road, she hit my text, she ain't worried about other hoes, niggas chase her, love stunting for her, she ain't moved by what money brings, she fucks with me cause I keep it G, I turn her on electricity, these niggas turn her off but they ain't paid the bill, I know her aim, she targets me whenever we got time to kill, yeah. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be.
H to the O L, E me a Noel. You knew a Lee is like a nigga well. Oh well, the X should have been the symbol well. But you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can fidget twist and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named yourself. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell. No hell. Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me. Under. Within a coffin I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just thundered, who would've wondered? I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot falling, continued walking. Cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Sometimes I reside in the darkness of the night. As I rise from the mize, my eyes look at the sky. What they doing, I'ma just let it pass me by. And still I wonder why they try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me, me. Hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me.
You guys, we are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. I am Tweety B. I'm here with the God Heru.
Hey, Pastor Boy D-Ham
was on the line. I don't know what went on with him, but he dropped off. Maybe he'll come back. I don't know. But we're here, and I just want to say happy Follow Friday to everyone that's listening. And if you got any good topic, give us a call at 646-238-60 and get in here and tell us about it. So, hey, Ru, what's going on?
Oh, man, you know, the usual bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You know, it's always something new. I never thought I would be surprised, but I was surprised on Facebook this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. A catfish hacked another person's page and called them a catfish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, that's crazy, man. Somebody, you know, just a warning to all of you people, man, be careful. You know, no matter how hungry or seen and you get from Facebook, man. You know, if you're at a friend's house and don't have your own phone, it can wait. You know, if you log in on their computer, tablet, you know, cell phone, whatever, they can get back into your page. So, you know, be careful how you expose your information.
Well, I'm not getting it. How is a catfish exposing? How is they able to, like, connect to their page without them logging off on their phone, therefore them not being a catfish?
No, the other person is a, you know, like, everybody ain't your friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody, like, logged into some stuff, a couple of dudes that they liked it, they found out liked it the other person. Seeing them, well, you know, it's like if you log into somebody's Facebook and you go to their inbox messages, you see that this dude that you've been trying to get his attention has been trying to get the attention of your friend. Or you get upset by this, and you know, you packing this stuff. I mean, but it was a little more than just a visit. You know, they lived with the person for a minute, so they exposed themselves. And, you know, email address, you know, so they changed the password on them, did their little tricks. But, you know, that's one thing I will say, man, you know what I'm saying? Facebook does give you other avenues to get back into your stuff, man, or at least get it shut down. So, you know, it's they're getting better. But just be careful, man. You know, everybody that you think is your friend is not. You got to listen for those little clues, those subtle little hates that I ignored for so long and became aware of, like, a short while ago. You know, that thing when somebody gives you a compliment, your so-called friend, like, has a little sly little remark. Not so much negative, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that kind of shit where if somebody say your hair is long, and they say, yeah, his hair long. You know, he mixed with something. Or, you know, you look like you done lost weight. Shit, you know, shit. Staying up all them hours and working, of course you're going to lose weight. You know what I mean? It's like anything to water down the compliment that somebody gives you. You know what I'm saying? Those are subtle signs that your friend ain't really your friend. You know, family members fall into that same category. You know, anytime somebody has something to justify or negate a compliment, those people might not be your friends. You know, we don't call it hate. We just, oh, that's just how it is. But no, that's, you know, that's the epitome of hate. You know, and it's just even more so because it's being done by a person that is allegedly our friend, associate, a person within our circle, somebody that we hang around with, and it's being done on a regular basis. So be aware that this person is probably looking for an opportunity to, you know, knock you down a peg, you know, so that they can get some of the shine that they feel you get and find a way to get out your shadow or what have you. You know, I always say if you want to get out of somebody's shadow, if you're feeling you somebody's shadow, get the fuck out their ass. Find your own lane. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
shit. Yeah, if you're not standing so close behind them, you don't have to worry about it. You know, everywhere they go, you go. Go some places on your own. Create your own personality. Allow people to go know you, minus, you know what I'm saying, that person. You know what I'm saying? There's a friend, say, son, your BFF, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, don't be with that person all the time, man. Find some place to be by yourself. Get your own little circle of associates, man, minus that person. So,
okay, hold on.
Just a warning, man.
I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to do well folks business in the hood today since people want to be hollering at me all outside my door while I'm doing my show. I got them live right here. I'm finna put them on, y'all. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
What's going on? It's Saint from Alabama, Eastside, Lynette, True Talk ENT. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, that's what's up. It's more. Don't run. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
D.R. from the bricks. I'm tripping.
You got the bricks in the house. All right, y'all. Appreciate it. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, everybody passes too, so we're going to get them on the microphone today. Matter of fact, I might just take a stroll through the hood.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. We can't get them to participate one way. We'll get them another.
they got to get on, man. You know, they want to come holler. So they got to holler. Long-ass legs. You know,
damn right. Hog their ass down. But that was one of the members of True Talk from around this area. They're very popular. They do a lot of shows around here and get a lot of love. So shout out to True Talk for coming through. Hollering at us on the microphone. Yeah, man. All right, you guys. I guess we can play some of this T.D. Francis, Lord Have Mercy on Me. And, sweetie, we're going to take a walk to the store. So while I'm walking to the store, I may find some people to snatch and just get on the air. We're going to play with some of this today on Grown Folks Business, get into some topics on the street. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Got some stuff I got to get off my chest.
Yep.
Bring my boy Shots with me.
All right.
Got a couple things to say.
Woo-hoo.
Shit to make it go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say.
Mercy.
Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn. Keep it weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Carb 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny. And I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it.
Nah.
No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now you're about as close as the line of the dance scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg. It feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly. And they started from the bottom and they're trying to end. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Now have some albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounding like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envision this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the river, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple, so dirty and so rotten. But so much going on up in one man brain, I kinda find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
Let me
it is though. Back at it,
yo.
I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning a mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the long. Cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin.
Nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin. And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication. And who's gonna save it from hateration, sedation?
So much hate.
They always askin' why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though.
What a shame.
I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I let Shaka do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government or summer here. Stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his peers. Raging war up in the air, talking new era. Riding different teams just like a fitted chap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get sores that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand raising, not raising brand. We the can I insure your fat government quick. It's us who pay our taxes to feed your fat asses. So you did not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make the gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Clark government are going right. And these people are the even. And they're equal. I mean, I like that.
Up in the building, and the whole place looks hopeless. Even too boring for the rodents and roaches. The whole room was silent with a musty odor. Like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But the ladies looking jaded and they're yawning. So I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the low sis who knows this. Then I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude. Says I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but nothing don't sound, it's looking up brown.
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a slick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the Fanata, that's Hakuna Matata. Yup, and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause you came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sight. Make it feel like we living that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we could go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but nothing don't sound, it's looking up brown.
I'm in and out, man. I'm on the road. Headed to Dallas, man. I got some some moves to do, man. You know.
Oh man, that's business. That's money, man. We don't apologize
yeah.
for making money on Tweety Bird Central. You know what I'm saying? We don't apologize.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man. I'm trying to
old country boy
to
on the road, man.
Do a show from the Waffle House. You know what I'm saying? Do a show from the Waffle House. You know, we having them board meetings. I'll be arguing, man, until she don't need to take no days off from the show. We can do the show for the Waffle House, man, get some customers involved. You know, her tips can't get raised up. You know, so y'all know she work hard, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all got, that's like break off a little something more, man. You know, it's like that, though. But what's your topic this morning? You on the road, man. What you see out the eyes, man? What you seeing outside your windows this morning?
Oh, man. Right now, man, I see a lot of trees. Man, it's country town. We're going through the country, man. Grass and cows and all types of. Man, people need to lock their motherfucking gates, man. Cows all in the middle of the road and stuff. You got to blow your horn to get the cows out the middle of the road. Lock your gates, man. You're going to lose your livestock. That's money gone. Somebody hit one of them cows, you lost some money. Cows expensive.
Yeah.
You get about 20 G's for a cow, man.
20
G's a cow, man.
You're going to have brothers slide through there in U-Haul trucks, man, with some feed in the back.
Hey, man, cows is expensive, man. Hey, babe, man, you better not come down here trying to take none now. They give you some hard time for that. I know a dude, he got 20 years for trying to steal a cow.
Damn, 20 years. Damn, cattle
them
season,
them animal rights activist people, they don't be playing, not down here.
Oh, man, I thought it was the cattle ranchers, man, you know, back in the day.
Them too,
That's
what I'm saying. You got the activist people on you. You got the cattle ranch people on you. Whoever owns the cow, you got them on you, man. Man, got 20 years, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So what's your topic this morning, man? You know what I'm saying? You done dropped off the ass, came back on the road. Give us a topic.
Man, let's see, man, what we got going on this morning, man. First of all, just see how everybody doing, man. That's very rude of me not to speak to everybody first. You know, how's everybody doing? Everybody having
man,
a beautiful
good,
Friday,
good.
I'm
we
hoping.
Here,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Topic for today, man. Whew. See, what have I been noticed? We're music people, so I keep up with it. What in the world? I've been paying attention to this Solange and Jay-Z thing or whatever. Now they saying Solange got a sex tape out. What's going on with the celebrity world that everybody want to make sex tapes now, man? I mean, I ain't getting it. I mean, y'all ain't getting enough publicity. What's the problem, man? You know, I don't understand this whole I want to make a sex tape and all of a sudden it got leaked out. I don't know how it got leaked out, but it's leaked out. You gave it to somebody.
Yeah.
That's how it got leaked out.
Man, you know, celebrities is people too, man. They be fucking too. They be wanting to film shit too. You know, I'll be making a couple of sex tapes, man. I just don't put that shit out there. That's my business. You know what I'm saying? I'm careful who I have up in my spot, man. You know, I don't let people touch my phone like that. But, you
right.
know, that's how shit go, man. You know, I mean, you can't, a lot of people can't be trusted. Celebrities have a whole another level of, like, trust. Like, you got a whole another circle of trust you got to get through to be up close on them, man, or at least it should be. You know, I spoke about that on my show last night, man. It's like, you got to be careful who you surround yourself with, man. You have to have people like that, that really care about you around you, people that's not around you to, like, pick up whatever kind of dollars you drop, you know, so they don't care
yeah.
how you make it. You know, if you make it shaking your ass and shit, you know, and the dollars fall out the G-string and they can pick it up and put it in their pocket, that's all they care about. They don't care if you got to make it in a bum fight out, you know, getting recorded fighting winos and shit. They don't care, you know, and they don't care how you look doing what you do, so... Got to be careful who you fuck with, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my whole take on the thing was that I was glad that the cat who sold the video got fired. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, that's an establishment.
Yeah.
You know, you work for me. Something happened in my place through one of my security cameras. It's going to violate the privacy of my people. Now you messing with my business. So if I don't fire you and take hard action against you, people going to feel like, man, I can't, you know, even be riding up and down in the hotel, in the elevator in this hotel, because if I do that and I scratch my head and dig in my nose when somebody leaked that to TMZ. So, you know, he was
right.
And he's going to probably get sued. So that little $250,000 that he got, chances are, you know, he's going to get sued for that and lose all of that if he don't spend most of it on attorney fees. So,
yeah,
you know, that's the take on the day, man. But as far as her having a sex tape out, man, I don't know, man. You know, it's like that, though, when you got B-level celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Because her brother-in-law and her sister's A-level, man. She like D.C. level. Don't nobody know who she is, man. You know what I'm saying? She Beyonce's
sister. They just know that's Beyonce's
man.
Sister. That's it. That's
you know,
all.
I mean, it's like,
that's it.
It's always going to be that sibling rivalry, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be the younger brother and sister, man, blowing up. Everybody can't be Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right.
You know, but back in the day, man, Tito and them, they might have had some words or something in private, but they ain't trying to beat up Michael. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to take off on Michael or nothing like that, man. They want Michael to stay healthy and safe, man. Whatever the hell Michael want to do, man, that's what's up.
Man, whatever he want to do, man, that man bringing the money in. He ain't got a problem with sharing it. He taking care of everybody, man. Let that man do what he want to do, man.
Yeah. Well, I got another topic I've been curious about. A lot of my female friends have been asking me lately, like, what's up with the, you know, the real booty call? What happened to the booty call? You know, why the brothers want to all of a sudden be like, you my girlfriend just because the stuff is good? I mean, I think you would have hoped it was good when you called her up just to hit it. Why you got to turn into acting like y'all boyfriend and girlfriend?
Turn right.
You know, so.
Turn right.
Mm. I don't know what y'all got.
That's a good one right there, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. You know, the booty call? I don't know. I don't know what happened to that old thing now, man. You know, I guess, yeah. These young fellas today, man, they on a whole nother level with it, man. They want every girl they deal with to be their girlfriend. You know, that's my girlfriend. I don't want nobody to mess with her. You know, it gets serious when these young boys start telling girls, I kill you if you fuck with somebody else, all that old type of shit. You know, like, it ain't that serious to me. I mean, come on, bro. Do you know the ratio of men to women? Come on now. I mean,
yeah.
It ain't that serious. It ain't, man, that's how these young brothers is doing today, man. Got these girls scared to do, man, look here, man. Girls scared to do anything. It's a dude to stay over by me, man. She's not even allowed to come outside. That girl don't come outside. She come outside, she's going to her car. She leaving. If she's going anywhere, she's going to the store, come right back home. If you look at his girl, what you looking at my girl for? Man, don't nobody want that. You know, be quiet, man. Say, it's that serious. That's how these dudes are doing today. I don't understand.
I don't understand because it's like a lot of people be saying, like, man, I just want, I remember a time when, you know what I'm saying, dudes be like, man, I just wish I had a little chick I could just fuck and only call when I want to fuck, and that's it, that's all. Now it's like, you know, chicks saying that's what they looking for. The dude don't want to go for that. You know, he hit him a little taste of it. Now he all sprung. He calling, why you ain't text me this morning? Text you, nigga, I don't want to fuck. I text you when I'm ready to fuck. Like, if I hit you up, it's like, what's up? What you doing? You know, I ain't doing nothing. You want to hook up. That's it. That's all. You know, now dudes want to be on, like, the I'm your boyfriend, but you're not my girlfriend. I'm your, you know what I'm saying, but you're not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Type of shit, what I'm saying. And, I mean, it's like it's a role reversal because it used to be women who couldn't have, like, sex without some type of emotional attachment or something. Now it seems like dudes are suffering for the same thing. You know what I mean? If that's what it is, that's all that it is. If you're not capable of handling that, man, then don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't emotionally rape somebody, man, because it's like you committing fraud. We enter into a contract in which, look, we just fucking. I don't need a good morning, good night text from you. I don't need no how you doing text message. If my number pop up, if I'm checking for your availability for the sex to go down. That's if that's something.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be a cool understanding. But for whatever reason, you know, people can't handle that. And then you can't even invite people to your house no more. You let people come through to chill, and now he's driving down the block. She's driving down the block to see if you're at home. And they pulling up. You know what I'm saying? The whole level of, like kicking it done changed. So I don't know, man, you know. Tweety be over there probably, you know what I'm saying, trying to Sparky Lyle or something, man. Get her Bob Marley. Get this
Somebody got
his Sparky Lyle.
I was in the walk to the store. I didn't want all that air going on. So chill out of it. You know, you got my sweet, sexy voice and all.
We heard, you know what I'm saying? We heard a couple of little, like, you know, little mama and the fellas, like, hollering, like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we was doing, you know.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. What you told us to do? Man, you know what I'm saying?
I just wonder what went on between Beyonce's sister and Jay-Z. I just wonder what the hell made her attack him like that.
I don't really be tripping off of it, but you know what I'm saying? The news was flooded with it. Or not really the news, but you know, the little entertainment news shows was flooded with speculation. Everybody was guessing, you know, a contract disputes. You know, he wanted to leave party and by himself and go chill at the after party. Some speculation he was cheating or some other, all kind of little speculation came out about what was going on. At the end of the day, I mean, to me, I wasn't really tripping off of the fight so much as I was tripping off of, like, hey, really? You stood here while your sister got at me like that. After I was punched her throat.
She was standing there. She was scared, like she was in a flashback of where her sister used to whoop her ass or something. She was just standing there,
what happened to the Bonnie and Clyde thing y'all was talking about? Y'all got like two songs talking about Bonnie and Clyde. I guess some of the time, you know, one of my friends, you know, she said, "Well, that was her sister."
Blood thicker than water.
Yeah, that's how they go with it. But I look at it like this, man. I'm not gonna let my brother put his hands on my woman and step into my relationship. I don't feel that a woman, if nothing else, she could have stepped in and put her back to her sister and facing her man, like you know, hold on, I got this. Let me get this. But she put there shocked. And see, my whole thing was I wasn't tripping off the little punches she threw because he caught all of them, pretty much had her hands or whatever. But the kick on the way out was some extra shit. You know what I'm saying? When she leaned up and kicked at a motherfucker, it's like we would have had that nice talk. I would have been like, look, this is your options and your choice. Yeah, we are all family. Next time your sister raise her hand to me, you know what I'm saying? Time your sister raise her hand to me because I'm warning you. Next time she raise her hand to me, if you don't step in and stop it, I'm going to show her what the business is. But I feel like when you're in a situation like that and your behavior is passive and you preach too much of that, what you won't do to women and all of that stuff, I mean, that go without saying. But I also feel that when you give off a certain energy, I don't think she would have gotten me like that because I'd have grabbed her by her face and restrained her up against that elevator wall or something like that while I talked to her.
But you know what? Only time I really watch a man take an ass whooping like that is when he know he done did something wrong. That's the only way I see a man taking an ass whooping like that. Because I've been in situations like that before. When you know you're guilty of a thing and you just take them lick because you know you deserve them. And that's why you don't strike back. That's why you don't really, you know, because he could have easily swept her, you know what I'm saying, or did whatever he wanted to do to her.
I mean,
but he just let her take that, you know, get that.
No, that's that's a cold little assumption right there too, though, man. Because it's not necessarily he did nothing. Some dudes just really don't hit women.
I said in a lot of cases.
He grabbed her arms and held her, but I mean, she was like a little wild little firecracker, man. Like just going crazy. She looked like she, you know what I'm saying. She one of them little chicks, man, that always be getting beat up a lot, man. Taking off on people getting beat up. You know, I mean, I had a homegirl like that, always getting her ass whooped. She used to be. She was known for famous statements in the hood, like, let me up, I'll whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? And, And, oh, why you holding me? Why you holding me?
Yeah.
It just get off me. Get off me. You know, it was her favorite lines in all of her fights. Oh, you gonna grab my hair and hit me. You a coward-ass bitch. All of these great things. All of her statements, but these be people she done hit first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't worried about it. I done had a black eye before. Yeah, you had a black eye every time you get in a fight. I ain't worried about that. A busted lip ain't nothing. I still look good. But you have a busted lip all the time. That's starting to be like part of your look.
Hell no.
Like that, man. They be little, man, and they just be thinking they can take off on people, do whatever they want to do. But I think, like I said, people know who to do stuff to and know not how to do stuff to. But, I mean, you know, then one of my other friends made an interesting comment. It's like a man know that his woman is going to confide in her sister about her feelings on what he doing and how he doing different stuff. The thing is when you confide in that family member, you have to tell them, look, I'm just venting to you because I don't have nobody else. I'm not really tripping. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want them coming all back. So like I told my sister, if your man put his hands on you, don't come to me unless you want me to do something about that. You know, talk to our other sister about it. Don't come to me because when I talk to him, my talk's going to be like short, brief, and I'm giving like one warning. Don't invite me into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be rushing over there if they get into that little physical confrontation. But I look at like women ain't perfect. You know, women be doing stuff. And I know my sister, she got a smart mouth, and she will try to put her hands on people. So I try to stay out of it as much as I can. I feel like some people have fights. That's what they do. That's how relationships is. I don't do it personally, but now all that black eyes and broken jaws, that's some extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I know a lot of cats in jail for doing stuff to dudes and their sister still with that dude. So I always say, you know, be careful when you get in people's business, man, because, you know, it's certain states where that little tape release, man, it's like the little chick could be in jail. Him talking about I ain't pressing charges and none of that, and this and that, that wouldn't matter. You know, the state will pick up the case that they have their case.
Yes.
So that's just how stuff go down. You know what I'm saying? In some places. No, but I mean, that's how it is. And I don't know what it is, man. You know, they always got speculation. You know, the Robin Thicke boy, you know, all of a sudden, they saying that his girl left him because of the Miley Cyrus twerking incident on the MTV Awards. That's the real reason they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried to be a good dude. He had all the shows, sang them songs he wrote for it, told I love you, I want you back. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I heard a couple of people say, man, dude, he a sucker for that. You know, I think, man, if you want something, man, it's like if you ain't met the woman that you willing to act a fool or look like a fool for, you ain't met the woman that you supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You want everything for assisting her or being there for her or acting a certain way is that's tricking or that sucker shit, that's because she ain't the one. Either that or you know what I'm saying, you ain't mature enough to, you know, to be a man. Because I know it's a lot of cats think grown, but they really not grown. So, I mean, you know, that's how it goes, man. But that's the TV media, man, and they speculation, man. I really don't pay no attention. You know, but I mean, it's our nature to want to know what happened with some stuff. And you know, I kind of got the mixed feelings about the Beyonce, what you call it, that's their business. But the truth is, man, you know, somebody said something on TV. Jennifer Lopez chick said it on a radio interview. She said, man, if we see a fight down the street and two people chunking it, the first thing we say and we walk up like, what they fighting about? What happened? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty serious. No, it ain't just an elevated tape or nothing like that. If we see two cats fighting on the block, we want to know what they fighting for. You know.
Well, I just got a question for y'all. If y'all worked at the hotel and y'all had access to the tape, and somebody offered you $500,000 for this tape for their broadcast or whatever, would you be concerned about going to their job every day when you make minimum wage or they quick $500,000 and take that loss? I'm quite sure it
kind of
went something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it goes through your mind, right? But at the end of the day, man, if you done paid attention to how this stuff play out, you be knowing that $500,000 is just gonna pass through your hands. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna pass through your hands when they finish suing him and all the lawyer fees and stuff like that.
You know, and then again, it's also theft. So he could actually go to jail for theft. You know, you stole property.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like all these different crimes you breaking for this little $500,000 that you might not get to keep.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, to me it's no different than, you know, you got a barbecue on coming up, man, for Easter or 4th of July, whatever, you work at McDonald's or one of them chicken places and you take a box of that chicken out there. The barbecue was turned the fuck up. Everybody had a good time, you know, even if you sell a ticket to the barbecue. But at the end of the day, you're going to get fired, man, once they look at the film. So it's like that's how stuff play out.
Yeah, I do.
You know, I think it's a question of integrity, man. You know, I mean, it's like I think you'd be better off, man. You know, you'd be better off approaching the couple, not with no blackmail stuff, but just letting them know, man, like, hey, you know, they should get out, man. You know, they just whispering, man. You know, they film stuff in them elevators, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to know, man. I erased that shit. So I was like, you better off trying to get some good graces with the celebrity, man, who know that there's some bullshit out there like that.
Oh, well, y'all don't be doing nothing illegal in the elevators because they are watching you.
Damn,
they turn your ass in.
But see, that's the whole thing, though. If you in an industry like that, man, this is what you got to think of. You said $500,000. Say you get to keep that. If you don't got enough common sense on how to invest that and make it happen, it'll be gone. Because the first thing you're going to do is try to buy you a house. That's half of it gone right there. You're going to want that car you've been dreaming about. You know what I'm saying? That's another chunk of it gone right there. So now you're down to maybe, you know what I'm saying, $150,000. You know. Man, the taxes on the stuff you just bought going to take a chunk of that. You know, and then the government going to want their little, they going to want their little taxes up out of that. So now you're sitting here, man, with this house and this car, you know, and some new furniture and new iPhone and stuff and the latest J's, and you ain't got no money to pay for it. So here the government come take it. You know, so, I mean, and then your reputation is shot because it's like you can't be trusted. I mean, it's a nice laugh and all that, but if you my homeboy and you did that, you're not welcome in my house no more. You know what I'm saying? You're not welcome in my house because I might got a sex tape laying around or something laying around you figure you can sell to try to come up. You know, them hotels, man, they got clauses in there, man, because they want people. That cost them business. You know, people don't say, no, the immediate effects. No, the long-term, as well as immediate effects. These people, I bet you they had cancellation. You know, shit, I get drunk and want to dig in my nose or scratch my ass or adjust my draw. You know, now that's on TMZ if I'm a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a woman adjusted her wig because it feel loose. So, I'm at the last floor. I'm finna get off of here and go to the penthouse suite, and I'll peel this wig off because my head itching. Now y'all got me on tape taking my wig off, you know what I'm saying? It's like in this hotel. Who want to do that?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, but, you know, Tweety B, you there, man.
You
want to
take that wig off to get to their room any damn way. She need to be put up.
I said the penthouse suite. The penthouse suite, the elevator let off into the room.
Oh, you said penthouse.
Yeah, you know, it let off into the room. So soon as you step out the elevator, you in the room. You know, you at the house. Like, shit, that shit itching. You know, people do stuff.
Well,
you know, sometimes
camera's even with now. And Big Brother is always watching. That's the thing. Big Brother is always watching. The camera is always
watching. All the time.
But
the thing about it is that they...
You can be in your
face.
House, digging in your nose and digging in your ass and somebody digging at it.
But it's against the law, though. That's the whole thing.
There ain't no law. The privacy law has been, it has been completely wiped out.
People.
They just have not
said
it.
I don't know if
you can get an indictment over a cell phone call, which nobody's supposed to be listening to anyway. But if you can get an indictment on a phone call that you talked to somebody on that was private, you don't have no damn privacy. What is the privacy in that? If I could take you to jail for 20 years for something you said on the phone to a nigga that didn't have nothing to do with the government, the IRS, the FBI, none of that bullshit. But you're going to take me to jail on something I said.
Okay,
Now, at the moment you can do that, then you don't have no privacy. Am I wrong?
You do. Yeah, you do have privacy, man. The whole thing about it is, man, is if you commit a crime, one of the people involved, man, got the habit of your phone. Somebody was watching. They could call you from jail on his phone, on the jailhouse phone, talking about, I need you to do this or do that, or a homie, you ain't going to turn yourself in, and they come get you. That's, you didn't have no expectation of privacy. That was a jail phone. You knew that was being recorded.
There ain't nobody talking about no jail phone, though. We're talking about a regular cell phone where we pay for every month that they listening to.
But you got to give me a situation where this happened at. I ain't talking about all these terrorist calls.
There's been 100 indictments from, what was it, AT&T, it was one of these phone companies. They just did 100 indictment, drug indictment, based on phone call conversations that's supposed to be private. It's even a
contract with your phone
company that say you're supposed to have privacy. But your privacy is limited to the people who own them. That's what it is.
No, your privacy is limited to the motherfuckers that you talk to, rather they under indictment.
Man, please.
Listen, if they get a text message.
Everybody under indictment.
I mean, if I listen to you talk, though, you know what I'm saying? When you get hyped up about what you believe in, then ain't nobody else got room to talk.
I listen to you talk the whole show, though. But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to get my point across here.
You made your point. I'm disagreeing with you. I'm saying that if you research that shit, you will find one of the people who got indictment got caught with his shit, and them motherfuckers indicted people based off of one person. Off of one person. I'm telling you, they just right now, three ladies just sued because a motherfucker boyfriend took a picture of them that they did not give him permission to take with them naked and got paid. I'm saying you have a right to privacy. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about a right to privacy, pictures, people taking pictures, people recording you. Phone calls, indictments, where they go to a judge and get an indictment saying, man, we need to check these people's phone for this reason. This person was doing drug transactions with these people. We want to check their phones and see what the transactions like. They catch people on them text messages. Now, you stupid as hell if you text message somebody on some what you call this shit. You know what I'm saying? You text them back and forth, I need this much. Bring me this much. Meet me here at this point. They use that to get indictment. They ain't just randomly pulling people's conversation out the air and indicting them. They're not going to do that because they're not going
to. But why is they doing that? This is what I'm saying. If it's supposed to be private, tell me something. Come and suck my pussy for $1,000. If it's supposed to be private, ain't nobody supposed to know nothing about that to indict me. Is what I'm saying. Somebody listening, somebody recording, and somebody keeping up with you at all times.
Yeah.
So you might as well, if you think you got some privacy, you one of the biggest fools I ever seen walking around on this earth right now.
Because
if they prove it to you over and over that you don't have
because
none.
Because I disagree with you, don't make me a fool. What I'm saying to you is this. They can get whatever they want, and they can keep whatever they want. They need a reason to use it. They need one idiot motherfucker to do something stupid and for them to be able to tap into his shit. They have because he done did something illegal or what they consider to be illegal. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm saying that's the law. We live in a country, man, that have laws. I grew up in the hood.
Why
they law had laws.
Excludes the other law. That basically, so it ain't no law, really.
No,
it's
you can make it sound how it want to sound. I grew up in a neighborhood where every crime, I mean, we live in the hood right now, and every crime a person do to you is some type of capital offense. A bitch say something you don't like, you bust upside the head with a bottle. That's your law. You know what I'm saying? That's your law. That's how shit work out, how you feel and what you do. But all, like I'm telling you, man, it's like people argue about these laws because they don't research them themselves. You know what I'm saying? When you research the law, it tell you what these people is allowed to do. It's right there for you to go study it. So for people to say, oh, they not supposed to do that or they can't do that, the law say that they can do that. They passed the law to get them to do that. When you're not active in politics and you're not out there voting or you're not talking about it, people spend too much time on the internet, man, going for going to these sites, man, where they got conspiracy.com, where they putting all these hoaxes and shit up, and then you go research some shit for yourself somewhere else on people that don't got an agenda one way or another, and you see the truth is there. The law say, man, if I get cracked with my cell phone in the car, police pull me over, they can go through my cell phone. Now, they got a law in the motherfucking courts right now where they trying to say that just because you pull me over, you don't got a right to my entire history, which means if I haven't did anything other than speeding, you don't got a right to go through my cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you get an indictment, get a warrant to search my house and include my cell phone on there, then you can search my cell phone. And if you find text messages to a specific number where I'm talking about illegal stuff, then you can go back to the judge and ask for a warrant to check that person's text messages. Now, the phone companies have decided against some of them better judgment, or should I say some of the phone companies have decided to withhold that information. Some phone companies have decided that they're going to give that information. So it's a questionable practice, man. I mean, it's like, hey, I'm sitting here. I'm not saying you wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm simply saying, man, everybody do their own research, and you can find out for yourself, man, what the court is allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. Not speaking my opinion this time. I'm talking about what the facts is. My opinion is ain't nobody got no business listening to nobody else's shit personally. But I'm saying what the law is. You know, if you thought to get the cell phone and you was going to be able to use these free airways and just pay this little bullshit phone bill, then you a fool. If you thought you was going to be able to print so they tell you everywhere you go, anything you type and send out your phone and shit is somewhere recorded somewhere. Somebody saying it. People sitting up in these restaurants using this Wi-Fi that don't belong to them typing all these messages out. That's recorded and stored somewhere. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's just not my opinion. That's what the law says. Do they always stick by that? Do they always uphold that? Hell no. So we can move on to another topic because this one they got kind of, you know.
Man, look here, man. I told y'all, man. I tell y'all every week, man. Y'all sound like an old grown. Old married couple, man. There y'all go.
We friends, man, and we
I know.
Been
I see
friends
that
for a very long time, man. And we disagree
that.
About a lot of stuff, man. You know, I love her to death. She loved me to death, but we disagree about a lot of stuff strongly about a few things. Most stuff we eye to eye on, but you know, when it comes to the government and some of these little things that's going on, I don't necessarily agree with the policies, man, but she has her beliefs and her philosophies, man. I don't take that from her. She got a right to that. You know, what's the next topic, man?
Oh, no, it's on 20 feet to give us the time.
Where you at?
Dipped on us, man.
Nah, she ain't dipped on us. She over there, man. She might be taking some little B-com, getting her little B-com medicine. Of course, she go ham on me on the air or something. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, shit. Give us some topic, man. You know, it's back on you.
Oh, well, you know, since it's back on the country boy, man, you know. See, man, what is interesting going on out here today? What's been interesting in my life here, man? I don't know, man. I really don't know today, man. My mind is a million miles and running right now, man. I mean, I'm just going with the flow today, man. I'm on the go with the flow move today, man. I ain't really got no topic today. But I know you got plenty of topics for us. Hey, Ruth, go on, bust out one. You know, man, you would take one and just run with it. Well, I guess everybody done left the country boy here on the station today. Well, that's cool. I'll take over. Out here in this good road, headed to the D-Town. So, let's see what we can talk about today, man, you know. Oh, well, let's talk about this NBA thing. You know, I watched First Take. I'm a sports fanatic, so I watched First Take. And it was interesting how Stephen A. was trying to make the whole, you know, Mark Jackson getting fired and some old black coaches getting fired. He feels that it's a conspiracy going on in the NBA as far as, you know, the black coach goes. And he says it's going all the way on to the college level, you know. My take on that is, I mean, I don't know. Me personally, I don't understand. I don't agree with the whole Mark Jackson getting fired from the Warriors because I thought
they fire you because you lose. But when you win it, I don't see why you get fired, other than the simple fact of your skin color. That's the only thing that it could be. So in some ways, I understand where Stephen A. coming from. In some ways, I don't understand where he's coming from. But, you know, that's my view on it, man. You know, the NBA, I mean, it's dominant black anyway. I mean, but as far as the coaches and what's going on, I really don't know. Like I say, if you're a winning coach, you're going to stay. If you're a losing coach, you're going to go. I mean, that's how it should be. That's the rule. That's the simplest way. Now they got Steve Kerr, the man, they never coached a day in his life. Just because he played don't mean he know how to coach. I ain't taking nothing from Steve Kerr. He might do a good job, but that man, it's supposed to be criteria that you go through when to become a coach. It's criteria that you have to go through. I know because I did research on it, and it is a criteria. I know you have to start at a low level to even get up to that.
That's not true, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're like, hey, a lot of the coaches, man, in the NBA right now, man, that's what they was, players. You know, you say Mark Jackson. Where did Mark Jackson coach at before he came to the Warriors?
I mean, he was a player. You're right. Mark Jackson was a player.
I don't know. He might have coached somewhere else, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think
not
he,
sure.
was a, he was an assistant coach. Mark Jackson went through the assistant coach stage.
Yeah, but, I mean, some cats, man, they go straight from player to coach. I mean, that's how it is, man. I mean, it's like I think the Warrior situation, man, is like I think it might actually have something to do with him being black as well as him making comments about, you know, the team owner and some of the steps that they took.
Okay, yeah.
And he's taking some of the heat for some of the things that he was going to do and was willing to do. But, you know, a lot of times, man, coaches win and get like, well, you couldn't get us over that next level. It's like a lot of people feel like there was no way that he should have made some of the comments that he made, feel like some of the steps that he was willing to take, like boycotting the game. You know what I'm saying? If something
had
to been done against the Clippers owner, you know,
the Warriors
ownership and management may feel like, you know what I'm saying? I try not to say a dude name too much. But they might have felt like, hey man, you know this dude don't really got he don't got nothing to do with us right now. We're trying to win a championship, and you getting caught up in these politics. You know, you willing to boycott a basketball game, man? And it's like to the owners, man, that's money. You know, that speak volumes, and so it might not necessarily have nothing to do with his skin color, man. You know what I'm saying? It might have something to do with the decision he made. Because ultimately, man, the NBA's stance on, you know, the Clippers' present owner, I don't really think it has anything to do with
what's going on with the Warriors.
Yeah. With race. I think it has to do with finance. I think at the end of the day, man, them firing him will have something to do with the players pressing their issue, because right now it's like the whole world is watching the NBA, and what it's ultimately going to come down to is people are going to say, y'all really going to play for that dude? And so the players is not going to be able to play for him. The black players won't be able to play for him as long as he owns that team, with the pressure that's going to come down. And then the white players that play with him, in order not to look racist, are going to also not want to play for the dude. And then other players from other teams are going to say, man, you didn't vote to have that dude out. I don't want to play for you. And so it's ultimately going to come down to pressure from the players as well as economics. And so, you know, the dude going to be forced out or whatever, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Hold me me down like you want to. Never breaking the secret and you ride for your nigga. That's the way we gon' keep it. Die for me, I die for you. Together we do our thing. So I drip you in the latest and got you the Ruben Rain. Remember night we stayed up, fussing about who did it when it all weighed up. We cashing out on the ticket, wanna give you the business. Put it deep up in your kidney, nibbling on your ears and asking if you feel me. You like the best at it, girl, I can't lie. I'm going crazy for raising that key to bed fly. I put you for the rest and treat you like a queen. Through the good and the bad, I'ma always be your king. I'ma always be your nigga from my heart and hope to die from it. That never ever hurt you, cause I know that you gon' ride. That's the truth and girl, I mean it. Swear to God, never break it. How you ride for your nigga? Wait and see what we make it.
Ride. You ride it, the way you roll it, make me wanna be with you. The way you hold it, how you control it, make me wanna be with you. The way you ride it, the way you roll it, make me wanna be with you. The way you hold it, how you control it, make me wanna be with you. The way you ride and slide up inside, and you make me high, nigga, why did it happen? Lie to me, make me feel like I had to run everything past you to be secure and nothing more. For richer or poor, but I can't ignore all the texts and the phone flipping with all the groupies, the hoosies that wear the Gucci, yeah, the bags with the rag, they poppin' tags on your ass as I walk past and raise my glass, we bout to cash.
You waitin' rhyme for your nigga, tellin' keep us on top, and if we keep on getting these figures, then I can get that new yacht. Even get that new drop and put you in that new Mercedes, Prada, Gucci, Fendi, go with Louis crazy. Get it, it long night, just a short day. In a Bugatti, excited, feeling me horseplay. You do your job and if you always play your part, I keep it true to you and never break your heart, girl, I promise.
You ride it, the way you roll it, make me wanna be with you. The way you hold it, how you control it, make me wanna be with you. The way you ride it, the way you roll it, make me wanna.
Feel your presence when I know you're gone. You're my angel, baby, and heaven's home. I'm the man in the street, I'm in the thug zone. Double N, be the clique, you got your shirt on. Baby John with the team, baby put home. Baby count up the money, count out of the zone. If I get jammed, baby got my bill. Meet me at the altar, I think I hear them bells. You're the one, baby, I wanna be with you. A couple nightcaps, game at the booth. You're the one, baby, to join the truth. Keep it 100, let me speak the truth, yeah. Tell the lane goodbye, yeah. Cause I got your boo, yeah. Keep them put it down, like the done do, nope. It's tatted on my heart, you're number one, boo. You're the one. And other girls, I just run through.
When you ride it, the way you roll it, make me wanna be with you. The way you hold it, how you control it, make me wanna be.
Yeah.
from sun up to sundown. It's the Mac, you know we got the crown. You wanna drink, get another round. For my whole team, I'm reppin' now. This is the fall, put in the work, then I hop in the car. You take your shots at me, the shots you take don't matter at all. Yeah, cause I'm bulletproof and my whole team blows. We ain't got nothing to lose, Oh, you can rap words fast, well I'ma write these songs and I'ma get this cash, hell yeah. Woo! Yeah, we on the rise, not just surviving, we thriving, just televised. See that pool I'm about to dive in? See that bike I'm about to ride in? Yeah, cause we the leaders of the new age. New prophets make profits, boy, we celebrate.
Cause you little niggas are stuck. Since you wanna blow, cause you put her lips on my blunt. Unless you wanna try something different to suck. Yeah, yeah, I'm right up in the booth. Begin to speed out. I'm finna be out like I won while fighting in the womb. Used to call myself a punchline king. Fucking punchlines like a one night fling. Never going back like it's a one time thing. Out of black cloud, waiting for what the sunshine brings. Isn't 2 o'clock? Now let's not pretend to be. Give her Hennessy, cause you ride on your enemies. Shine bright like a diamond. Looking for some limelight in the horizon. Bitch think I rhyme tight, she ain't lying. That's why my long pipe been a hymen.
I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through. I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up.
Like the spliff. Crazy enough to try this shit. She might polish cause her size flaunted. Hydraulic, so I let her low ride this chick. Whether you like it or not, D-E-R-E-Z, only like a sign on the box. I got a package for you, bitch, make a sign on the box. Slide in the twat, throw it west side when I shot her club up. Nigga, what's up? The exit in the porn, shut the fuck up. I gone door, she gon' drop that there. Like my album Push Back, you'll get dropped that year. Nigga, now you gotta get it. If your bitch not bad and she not a victim, I'ma holler but won't call a nigga. And I'm out this bitch like a bad father figure.
Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up. I fuck shit up.
All right, you guys, we are back in the house for more grown folks business and hopefully some new topics. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All righty. So, let's see. I wanted to get into a topic about alcohol. Do you have a problem with dating a female that likes to go out and have drinks on the regular?
I mean, it depends on, like, when you say regular and how much.
Yeah, I mean much. I mean, like, you would know that there is a problem there, but would you still be willing to give that person a chance?
I can't say that I would have even, like, started trying to date that person when I met them, like, in an environment like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I see somebody and they drinking, they extra drunk at a club or whatever, you know, depending if they attractive and the conversation is kind of cool despite the alcohol, you know, we exchange numbers. If, like, you know, if they doing that every night, I don't think so, me personally. I mean, it's like... I don't know a dump that can do that. It's the wealth system.
Okay, what is that noise?
I don't know. Got your boy.
What's up?
Where you at? You out there?
I mean, I'm still in my car, man. I mean, my view, I didn't know you through talk, but you still talk about it, Haver? If they got a drink, I mean, if we still, you know, I'm going to try it. I used to drink, and now that I stopped drinking, I don't really drink at all. If I do, I drink on a birthday or something. That's really it. And I, like, you know how you... If you've done something and you stop and you see other people doing what you've done and you see how they act and you kind of ask yourself, did I act like that? So if I see it, I identify with it and I be like, well, you know, you might need to get some help. You know, I ain't just going to leave them high and mighty and strong. I'll tell them. I'll be honest with them and let them know, like, hey, man, I think you got a problem. And I think you need to get some help. I mean, cool to drink, but, man, you want to drink every night. Your kidneys is lifting. If it's like that, if you're drinking, like, you know, I'm not one for all that, you know, I'm not into all the whole drinking thing, you know. I probably wouldn't drink it. I don't want to date a drunkhead, you know, but if that's all she do every day, all day is just drink. From when she wake up, drinking, yeah, I'm telling y'all, from us, you got a problem. You need some help. And I'm going to try to help you. Send you somewhere.
Yeah.
For real.
Same question for you. Would you be with a man?
Nah, I ain't been that drunk. Mm-mm. Hell no. Ain't nothing worse than a drunk man pissing on himself, cussing you out, want to fight, all that kind of stuff. Hell no. Mm-mm. Nope. I ain't no drunk. Can't do it.
I think that would be a lot. I think that would be a strain on, like, the alcoholic significant other, whoever they met. I mean, that would be a strain. Because you would have to deal with this person.
There's a lot of people that date drunk. You know, and they're just lucky. If you look at them, you know they're lucky. It's just like, damn. How you date somebody that get drunk all the time? Cause you can look at them and tell they get drunk all the time.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, you know, a lot of people, I just wonder, you know, that what make a person do that? Maybe somebody has some answers. You know, that's why I asked. I thought it was interesting, you know, how many people date drunk and don't understand how come you wake up with your eyes swollen up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You dated drunk. He don't know what the hell going on when he's drunk. He don't care.
I mean, the way that you described the person, though, it was like, it was almost like a party girl type of female to me. You know what I'm saying? A drunk is like a different type of person.
I mean, if you
like,
going to the club having a drink every night, that's a drunk. A regular female not going to have a drink every night at the club. She got other shit to do.
Yeah, you got. That's true. You got different kind of drunks though, because it's like, man, I know people drink all day, every day, and never get drunk. They work, got jobs, don't come home from work. They drink all day.
my thing wasn't so much with the drinking. You know, drinking by itself is not a problem. The behavior, why you drunk, is, can become a problem. But it's like, I figure somebody that can go out every single night and drink, they're not really striving towards doing nothing else with their life. So it wasn't so much the drinking that bothered me as the, you know, you can't, if you can go out there, what kind of job you got? Are you independently wealthy? How you paying your bills? Who you living with? You know, what you doing at the club so that you can go out to the club every night? You know,
yeah,
so I know that was their job and they had to quit. Like, they worked at clubs, you know, going around getting people to drink and this and that and helping and partying was like their job at the, and they had to quit. It was too much wear and tear. You know, you 19 looking like, you know, 19, 21 looking 35, looking 40. You know, that alcohol would tear you down, man. You know, I don't drink at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink at all. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't toast somebody at a wedding or, you know, toast somebody or what have you like that. I just don't drink. You know, it's not enjoyable to me. I don't do anything, you know. I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I don't knock people who do. The whole thing is how you act when you get like that, you know.
Yeah. So would you guys date a promiscuous woman?
Date or sleep with?
Date, not sleep with. A lot of men are sleep with a promiscuous woman.
I can't see myself dating somebody that's dating, like, I mean, because it's like the term dating is so, like, ambiguous now. It's like it got, like, 1,000 different meanings. Like, just going over somebody's house to chill every couple of weeks or something. It's like we date, you know, and you knowing that the rest of the day that you're not there, somebody else probably coming through smoking or out chilling. But, you know, y'all call that dating. As far as looking forward to being... Like, as far as, like, assuming that I'm in a exclusive relationship or that we going somewhere with this, it's like, nah, because, I mean, somebody used the term on Facebook the other day, the term social butterfly. It's like, you know, she land on a whatever mushroom she can find at the time. You know?
Yeah.
I can't see myself doing that, man, just for my own health and safety, I mean. Wrapping it up don't do a whole lot, man, because we all make those foolish mistakes, man. I mean, it's only so much wrapping up you can do. I mean, I haven't met anybody that used a little vaginal condom, the one you can lay over the top of the woman's vagina and still lick on her and all that stuff. I don't know nobody that used those, but the same dudes will go down and eat a woman out, get some head, and then put a condom on. Or some will even go as hypocritically as to go down and eat the woman out, kiss all on her, then put the condom on and get head and then have sex. And it's still, you know what I'm saying, like, you know. I mean, the risk, you done already, like, ate the disease if it's there.
Yeah.
So it don't make no sense. So, I mean, I couldn't be with I don't know, man. You got me, like, torn because I'm not a hypocrite like that. I don't knock a woman who, if she likes sleeping with dudes, I don't knock a woman for that. It's like, but as far as dating her, trying to force being my woman, no. What is the purpose? What do you consider the purpose of dating? Just, I ask you that after we come. Go ahead, country boy. She got me stumbling over here. Yeah, that's a cold topic right there.
It is. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, I'm like, I don't think like dating. No, I mean, like, if we. See, I mean, I'm stingy. I'm not one to share. I'm a stingy brother, man, you know. I don't really like that old sharing thing, you know. I tried to swing a club one time. Nah, I couldn't get down with that. I couldn't get down with the whole swing a club thing. But I don't know. I mean, because, you know,
Wait, you need to rewind that back. I'm going to interrupt that question with a question. I know damn well. I didn't just hear you say what I thought I heard you say.
Yeah,
you
what, the swingers?
Nah, I mean, like, Nah, like, it's a whole group. It's like everybody that was there, it's like, you know, we all know each other. It ain't no out of the ordinary motherfuckers coming through. Like, we throw parties and stuff. That's how we do. We host parties. I've hosted, like, 4 or 5 sex parties. That's what we do down here, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do that, man, hey, man. More power to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Every time I go, I don't indulge. Every time I go, I mean, it's like you can go and you don't have to indulge. Like, it's be people there that they just want to look. You know what I'm saying? They just want to watch somebody else doing something to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the club. We got clubs. You know, you go up in there, like downstairs, it look like a regular club. But once you hit them stairs and go on that second floor, you know, if you ain't ready, prepare yourself for whatever you might need. Yeah. Prepare yourself for whatever you might see, man. I'm telling you, it ain't it, man. Look, man, I done hosted several parties, man, and it ain't everybody in there is like, you know, it's a mingle first, like the first couple of hours you mingle with each other, you know what I'm saying? I mean, pretty much everybody down there know each other. There might be a couple of people that know some more people that don't know these group of people over here, but once everybody gets to knowing each other and stuff like that, man, then they get on the mic and they say, hey, man, if you ain't here but y'all know what it is. If you ain't here for that, then it's time for you to go.
Yeah,
you know. So we clear it all out. We clear all the people that don't want to participate. We clear all them out. Y'all got to go because y'all get in here and get the tripping and want to. Y'all might say something to a female, piss her off, and throw her whole groove off, and then you're going to throw the whole groove of the party off.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you ain't participate, you need to burn off after a certain hour, and then, you know, everybody else do their thing.
Yeah, I don't never have no problem with the swinging thing, man, because I look at it like if you're going somewhere with your woman today, you don't go to a club. You go to a restaurant, they got a little dance floor, you know, something like that, you know what I mean? But when you go to a club, man, when you just going to dance, you're going to dance with a bunch of different people. I don't look at that as sharing. I look at that as you just at the party. You know, you dancing with different dance partners. That's just how I go. You ain't going to dance with the one person to every song. I never understood that anyway. I never understood that dude to go to the club, take his woman to the club, and then stand around trying to see where she at the whole time. Y'all could be at a restaurant, dancing together, eating, and having a good time. So, I mean, it's like I don't look at it so much as sharing. But, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, the whole thing come down to how do you define dating? That's a good question right there. At what point when you get somebody's number and y'all talk a couple of times, go out maybe once or twice, at what point do you feel like you're dating this person?
I don't even know what dating is, technically. People say kicking it. You know what I'm saying? And even now, kicking it done changed from when I was back to date, quote-unquote, dating. Kicking it done changed. When I was coming up, kicking it was, okay, we might go here, watch a movie, you know, come back home, you know what I'm saying, talk a little bit, you go home, I go home, type of stuff. Now kicking it means if I come over to your crib or we go out anywhere after that, we fucking. That was kicking to me. I didn't know they had techniques like that. So, again, some people had got to do
I told you,
though. I was kicking to me. I'm old school, I guess. Kicking it to me.
I told you that. Yeah, I told you that on Grown Folks Business a long time ago. I said, look, man, a lot of people don't get that. It's like, man, I'm going to come through, smoke you out. You agree to that. Basically what he's saying is he going to come through, he going to get you high, and as a return to get you high, you going to give me some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
People, all these old slick-ass terms people got now, man, for tricking their way into the sex. You know, we gonna kick it, you know. And it's like people making memes, you know, when kicking it get real and you find yourself wrestling on the couch, you know. And it's, I mean, sometimes, man, you go through kicking it and it turn into something. Sometimes it don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
It's like you said, it's hard to define, man. It's 2014, man. People say dating. What actually is dating? What is a date? You know, because I disagree with some people, man. On a date to me is going out.
Yeah.
You know.
Go out.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's different if we've been out before, then we can have an in the house date where I might cook for you or something like that, and then whatever else we do, or come over to your house and you cook for me. But it's like, man, if we haven't been out, this is just me coming to your house to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a date, especially if the relationship is not making any type of progress. We done talked a couple of times. Like, where's we going? What is the date? We dating? Is this dating? Like, can I date other people? Do you date other people? You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point do you start feeling like you got some kind of obligation to this person, or that person has some type of obligation to you? So, I mean, the whole dating thing is confusing nowadays. You know what I mean? It's like people go from kicking it to we in a relationship. You my girl. You know, we done, like, hung out 2-3 months, what, 5-7 times, smoked and drank and, you know, maybe slid to the Waffle House because we were high and just wanted that, ordered 2 or 3 pizzas, you know, had some hot wings together. Now we a couple. All about the house high together and walk to the store 2 or 3 times. People see us, we in a relationship. People telling us we in a relationship. So we look at each other like, oh, we in a relationship. You don't disagree.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. So you know what I'm saying? We in a relationship.
We
ain't sat down and discussed it. We ain't come to no understanding of what that means, because it's like while we kicking it, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm with you, but Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I'm with this other person, and then I'm kicking it with God because I go to church every Sunday. So it's like, man, this is what kind of relationship we got.
Yeah.
We ain't had no conversation. You know, so, I mean, dating is confused, man. We got some callers on the line, man. If you listening in, man, 646-200-3860, man. Call in, press that 1, and tell us what the hell dating is, man.
Yeah,
you know, you got 3 people.
We
want
to know your views
of dating.
Yeah.
We
want to
know. Are y'all dating?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And if you're in a relationship, how did that relationship come about? Did y'all ever date? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
True. That along, man. You know, oh, swinging feet, country boy.
Yeah.
Swinging along in the country, man. I guess the back room has got a whole new meaning to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Look, man. You know, the whole dating thing going on down here, man. It's crazy, man. Like, these people now, man, these people will, if you take somebody to the store, man, they going to say you date. Y'all date. Now, I just took you to the store, man. It's just right up the street. I just drove you to the store. Oh, yeah, we date now. I swear, you come back, y'all done went and had this. I mean, my thing with dating, like you said, is going out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you call somebody, you be like, hey, would you like to go to dinner? You know what I'm saying? I'll pick you up at this time. I mean, that's date. I mean, when a guy comes and pick a female up, now don't meet me there. I don't want you to meet me there. I mean, you can tell me to pick you up anywhere. Don't meet me at the place. You know what I'm saying? I want to pick you up.
I mean, I
want to be there because I'm a gentleman. I think, you know, chivalry has, you know, went out the door a long time ago. I don't have a problem with being a gentleman. I don't mind opening doors and all of that stuff like that, but all that whole, you know, meet me at this spot, you know, now, you know, I don't really want to do
it. Okay, some women feel like that right here. You can meet me at that spot and still open up my damn door. But if me and you ain't getting along and I need to drive my ass the fuck home, I ain't finna be depending on you. You need to meet me. Because I need to be able to leave when I get ready to leave. You don't need to have that kind of control, especially when you're on, quote-unquote, a first date. That's just too much.
I mean, if a gentleman
and open up my car door when you pull up in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm talking about
me personally. I know how I would handle it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm talking about
this 2000.
Me as
this 2014, though, country boy. I mean, it's like dudes is meeting the chick online saying, meet me for this first date. They hop in that car, and then it's like Amber Alert. You know, he never hear from her again. So
So, I mean, it's like this. I would tell my daughter, I would tell my sister, my friend, any female that I know, don't invite no dude you met off the internet to your house. If y'all going out, meet him at a very, very public place. Meet him at a restaurant in the mall. If y'all got a Mall of America or something similar in y'all area, meet him there, man. Meet him during the busiest time of the day where it's a million people around. For that first
well,
you know, hey, how you doing?
You know, females, is, you know, they get they start to bring along their wingman, you know, their wing woman. You know what I'm saying? Most females have that wing woman. You know, most of them going to be big girls or something like that. They're going to have that wing woman with them. I mean, I noticed down here a lot of females, when they go out, they always call another homegirl and be like, you come with me, and I ask them, do you got somebody? You know what I'm saying? That's how they doing it. I've noticed how they do it down here now. You know, which I ain't got no problem anything.
Two rapists ain't going to travel together. You know what I'm saying? They figure, you know, y'all ain't going to do no double rape, double murder. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even that's like, even that can get out of control, though, man. And I'm gonna hit you with some real stuff. I'm a nice looking dude, cool little personality, and all that, man. But I'm not really trying to bring my boy to meet a woman that I ain't met before. That's just not good business practice. Just keeping it clean. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, on some real shit. If we in a group, we can go to meet the executive producer and audition together. I'm not taking Denzel Washington no audition for no movie role. I'm just not doing certain stuff. That's just not me. I don't knock you. I might tell you about the audition. You can show up on your own, but I ain't going to bring my replacement to a place. I'll bring somebody that he might be a different type of dude. She might like a more passive dude. I might be too aggressive. It's just not good business to me. And don't be no slightly heavier than what you told me in your picks, and then you're going to bring, you know what I'm saying, bombshell, thick body, big booty titties, nice looking, cool, funnier than you and all that on a date, and then be mad because me and her hit it off. That's on your foolishness, you know. But I mean, back to the thing, man, it's like, man, nowadays you got to meet people places, man, get to know them a couple of times and meet people. Then I don't like you the one said you don't want nobody coming to your house, country boy.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. They're not coming. They're not coming to my house. Why say I'm going to come pick you up?
I mean, why should they do something you're not willing to do, though? That's kind of a little hypocritical right there. Me, myself, I understand the house. I don't need nobody driving by. I'm trying to see if I'm out front. I don't need you coming over there. People, like you said, wingman. I don't know your wingman. Your wingman might be part of a stick-up crew. You know, a home invasion crew or something. She got some male friends. Come through there and see my furniture and stuff. See my car. You know, meet me somewhere. You ain't even got to see my car. I will pull your chair out in the restaurant. I will open the restaurant door. I will pull the chair out. That's my gentleman stuff. I will pay for the meal. You know what I'm saying? I will put my coat on you if it's cold. I will walk you to your car. And I will walk away to my car up the street around the corner. In that parking garage that you need a pass to get into, because I don't need nobody following me and all that stuff, man. I mean, the whole thing about it is like dating is dangerous, so maybe that's why we don't understand what dating is no more.
Because it's dangerous. You got to do a serious back. You got to background check people before you, you know.
Nah, man, people is faking and forging backgrounds and everything, man. Social Security number. If I use my Social Security and this address and this phone number 2-3 times on the internet, man, when you search and hunt me down, I'm going to show up just like who I'm supposed to be and who you think I am. That shit don't mean nothing. I mean, I can go to Facebook, man, and like, list my history as this state and steal all of somebody else's pictures that's in this state on Common Friends and go make another page with another state and create a whole new personality. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People don't even pay attention. People don't look at pictures close. They don't look like, you know, that's an Alabama cypress tree. They don't grow in California, but you tell the people you live in California. People ain't paying that much attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People ain't looking
at your car going like, them big-ass rims right there, man. Them some big-ass rims. They don't got no big-ass rims like that in most places in California, but that's some dude down there in Alabama or Texas or, you know, Atlanta. That's his car, and it look good.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, meet people at a place from a distance, man, you know. Speaking of that, what do y'all think about internet dating, man, and long-term relationship type of stuff, man, getting to know people long-term. What are the steps to, like, verifying a person is who they say they are?
Mm-hmm. If I get somebody's number off the internet, that's the first thing I have, man. Send me a pic. I want to make sure you is who you is. But then, even though that's still, they still can't be that, you know, they still might not be the person that it is. It's a toss-up, man. That's really all it is, a toss-up, man. You get a bad apple sometimes, sometimes you don't. That's just, man, that's life, man. It's a risk take, man. Life is about risk. I mean, if you talking to somebody on the internet and y'all chopping it up and the conversation just seems to be good or whatever, y'all just continue to chop it up, and one comes to say, well, let's get off the internet, you know, talk on the phone or whatever the situation may be. I mean, it's a toss-up if that's really that person that you're seeing that's on their page. I mean, you know.
Tweety
I don't know. I mean, me, I'm going to be me to the fullest, man. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
She over there that got quiet. What you think?
Who, me? Oh.
Yeah.
I done been duped before online. You know, like this dude had me fooled. Like, I really thought it was this dude for like 3 years, and then all of a sudden somebody texted me some information one day and showed me how this person had done stole this person's identity. And when I mentioned it to the person, they vanished. It's like they disappeared into thin air, and it was like, well, I kind of got nervous then because he knew in 3 years he knew a lot of information about me. Like, you know, times I went to work and, you know, times I would be off and, you know, different little things that a person that you don't know nothing about should know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now, who are you and who were you or whatever, you know, that type of thing. I don't like the catfish. And I try to go through every type of mess in the world to know if you a real person and you who you say you are when you're dealing with me. Because I pay the money for the background check on your phone, for real, if it come through it. For real, I would reverse a number on your ass and find out exactly who you is and where you live and all of that good information.
Yeah, that's how it go, man. I think, like, you know, I mean, nowadays, man, people watch movies and TVs and they don't understand the concept of a burner phone. But, you know, those people that really don't understand, a burner phone, man, they simply mean no contract phone, man, prepaid phone. That's what everybody messing with nowadays, man, because them contract phones, they want too much.
Yeah.
They want too much, man. You can buy a phone online, man, that's been used or refurbished or whatever, man, and get it on whatever kind of, like, non-contract. You can pay 30, 40 bucks a month or whatever for a bill, you know, 20 bucks, pay as you go, however you do it, and that's what people use it, so it's hard to do that. My thing at this stage is, you know, we can exchange pictures, you know, for a little while as we're talking and get to know each other. Then maybe a video or two here or there, you know, talking, you know, so I can hear your voice match with your face. You know, then, I mean, nowadays, man, it's like you can damn near video chat with a flip phone. So, you know, once you get to that stage where you really, like, want to know somebody, man, you know, if a person just refuses the video chat, I don't care. See, I'm not like a lot of people. I don't care if it's dark. I don't care. You know, long as I can see that, I don't care if it's dark, you know, because you might have put on a little more weight. There might be some older pictures. I'm not tripping off of that. Just long as it's you, because it's your personality. A person can lose weight. A person can't change their whole face or whatever, become that. You know, I'm not tripping off all of that, man. It's like getting to know somebody. And you video chat with somebody, man, once you see their face, it's like it adds a whole new level of comfortability with somebody, man. You're more comfortable, man. It's like now it's like, okay, you who you are. It's like you can breathe a sigh of like, all right, now we can, you know, now we can start really talking. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
a lot of times I think that people are offended, because I'm kind of offended. I'm like, I don't like the, if you've been catfished by 20 people, don't come with your catfish phobia to me. Like, we talking, you know, we done talked once or twice on the phone. I done sent you a picture or two, and then it's like, send me a video, send me this, send me that, prove this, I don't know. And then every time something don't, you know, I send you a picture from a different location, or I send you a picture like, you know,
with a shirt on, and you say, "Oh, I didn't see a tattoo, or I didn't see this, or I didn't see that," and it's like you panicking, or like, "What happened to this?" And I say, "It's Throwback Thursday. I didn't have that tattoo then, or it's, you know, I didn't have dreads then." It's like, you know, keep your phobias to yourself, man, because it's like the truth of the matter is, man, is the internet. It's a gamble, man, because anybody can be whoever they say they are. You know, me and Tweety, we've been knowing each other for quite a while, man, and I remember the vanishing cat thing. The funniest thing about that was that not only was he a catfish, but this other person that he was dating, that he thought he was catfishing, was catfishing him. So it was a circle. It was like a circle of catfish, man, you know what I'm saying? And I won't lie, because I was fooled by the female, not to the extent that we, like, was trying to get to know each other on no deep level, but just as far as, like, communicating with her online, I didn't know that she wasn't who she said she was. I mean, the person was so, she was so slick but so stupid that it was like,
yeah, man.
She had pictures of twins so that she could have
twins.
Twice as many pictures. She got exposed because another friend of mine called her one day just on some, not like this is who she is type of thing, but just, "Hey, man, you know such and such? Oh, that's my girl. We talk every day." And, I mean, you see a picture of a nice-looking black chick, man, you know, look like she might be mixed with a little something, man, you know, nice-looking chick, man, look cool, everything, man, you know, I ain't going to say she's the prettiest chick in the world, which is like, you know, for those people be trying to be catfishing, man, you know, it's like, it's a compliment if you really who you say you are, and somebody say you look too good, they think you're a catfish, that's kind of a compliment nowadays. But people be picking average looking people. And when she answered the phone, she was like, "Oh."
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a man voice. It was like, "I drink and I smoke and I probably sit at a bar. I'm probably sitting at a bar right now eating pretzels." You know what I'm saying? And it's so cold because one dude who really was who he said he was, but because people started doubting who he was, used her as an alibi or like, "Me and her met," as if to say, "Me and her met, so that's how you know I'm real." But now you're a fake person. So it's like they going to agree with you quick because it's like, shit, if this nigga want to give me an alibi, I won't take it. So it's like,
it's,
man, you know,
it's a hot
pitch. Internet is something else, man. But like I said, I don't got a problem camming with people. You catch me at the right time, man, you know, I cam with you or something like that, man. But it's like I got too many tattoos, man, to be trying to be faking. Plus, you can catch me here, man, on Tweety Bird Central, man, Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And when things get popping, you're going to be catching me and Tweety B and possibly the country boy, man, once he get his online air persona up to par. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be on here
a couple of more weeks, man. You know what I'm saying? Because right now he's working on reading stuff on the air. You know what I'm saying? It's not the mistake. It's the highlighting and letting the mistake become the conversation, man, that is the problem. Because I fucks up all the time. Because I just get talking about some shit and get to rambling. Because I think what I'm talking about is interesting. 90% of the time it is. But on occasion, I'm talking about some shit that don't matter to nobody but me. I can do that, though. It's my show. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm going to get it right in a minute. Just hang on, bear with me. I'm going to play a song or two you're not going to like. Hang on, bear with me. I'm there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it together, but I ain't going to spend too long.
Okay, Rouge, check this out. I got to play this song. And I'm going to come back. We're going to give our final thoughts. We got 10 minutes. We're going to talk about this and we'll kick us off here. So we'll be back, y'all. We're going to give our final thoughts and hang on tight. Well, I'm going to play some Elite Noel. This is Keisha Cole's sister. What's going on there?
My bad. My little girl had walked off, man. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you better get on that, man.
Get your baby.
Get on that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play it right now. 7 months, you guys. We'll be back for more Call Folks Business and our final thoughts. Hang on tight. All
right. I was just going to let it go at first, but then I thought about it. I figured I'd write about it, think about it.
but I'm good now, believe me. I'm good. The very first day we met, knew you were someone special. Made love to mine. It wasn't just physical. How can I forget your touch? Something so unusual.
Give you a lyric storm, you haven't won. My shit hot, y'all pull a spit as your bridget. plays for the bird.
My flow game is exquisite, about to stop the fuckery with the quickness. I'm on my dick shit, now I rip shit, get destroyed, think you can diss this. You dismiss, you tripping, you must be disturbed. Think you about to action just to shoot at the bird. Fuck what you heard, big niggas soft, they pop the saw. My dogs down to bark and bite, holler at them all. The leash, collide, rock with me, going hard in these streets. If you want to get involved, make the call, and that's raw.
All right, you guys, we are about to give our final thoughts. We're going to stop it. Start at the top of the board with the guy, Hey Roo. And we got 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Got 4 minutes,
Hey Roo.
Are you going to
give us,
man, you
gonna
give
us your thoughts?
My final thought is, man, just because it's on the internet, man, they don't make it true. Because they... And y'all go follow me, man, on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Rukuti Reborn. Catch me Thursday, 8:10 Eastern Time on explicit content. Stay tuned. We got special things planned. Gonna be some big things popping off over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be up and doing big things soon, so. Y'all support us, man. It's Follow Friday, man. Y'all go over there, man, and follow at Tweety Bird Central. That's TweetyBirdCentr. You'll get the money together, man, for the free Al campaign, man, so we can do Tweety Bird Central on Twitter. That's my final thoughts, man.
Already, man.
All right, it's on you.
Yeah. I just want to wish everybody a happy Friday, good weekend, be safe, be careful, you know. Think before you act. Think before you act. Think before you act. That's all I got for you.
All right, well, I guess that about sums it up. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Monday for Manic Monday. And 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place. So check us out. Also, explicit content on Thursdays, 8 to 10. We're just repeating. For all folks' business, every Friday, we right here at noon. We have callers on the line now, and y'all need to press that one button and come in here and talk to us, and let us know what you're thinking. So I guess that's it, y'all. We're going to get up out of here. It's a pleasure, as always. Peace and be safe. We out.
Oh,
yeah.